This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi everyone, Delphina Correa here from Be Made Whole and Maxwell Leadership. Wonderful to be with you today. We're currently busy with a series with the title Developing the Leader Within You, based on the book by John Maxwell with that name, version 2 of the book. We are currently on part 11 of this series, and we're coming towards the end. There are two more parts after this. Last week, on part 10, we were talking about the indispensable value of vision in leadership and how it's so crucial to have a vision when you're in leadership. Because when I have a vision, it allows me to see more and before. As a leader, and as a leader, you need to be seeing ahead of your team. You need to be seeing more than your team because you're the one who's leading the way. And we should always be striving as leaders to see more and before others do. And I ended that part of the series with a phrase that you can increase your more and before. And I was going to begin showing you how to do that. And I kind of left you hanging there. And today we're going to jump into that, how to increase your more and your before. Napoleon Hill said, "Cherish your visions and dreams as they are the children of your soul, the blueprints of your ultimate achievements." Now think about that for a little bit. I would like you to think of a photograph as a parallel with this statement. Before I can enjoy a beautiful photograph with all the colors and everything in it, I need to have a negative. The photograph is produced from the negative. But before I can even have the negative, I need to take the photo. If I don't take the photo, then that negative is blank. And if you see your visions and your dreams as photos, or let's say as snapshots, they are the camera of your imagination. Takes those pictures where you see the future, you see more, you see before. And if you take that as a camera taking pictures, and the blueprint that produces is the negative, and out of that negative is the photo, which is like your achievements. But here's the thing, you can't just go straight from visions and dreams to achievements. It's got to go via the blueprint. And just like a photo has to go via the negative, you can't go straight from the camera taking the picture to the photo. It's got to go via the negative. And the blueprints are the steps that we take as we're moving towards the vision and the dream. Because without those steps, we're never going to reach our achievements. We're never going to achieve those dreams and those visions. So I want to talk today about this more and before, how you increase it, and the steps that you can take to increase your capacity for your vision. First, the first thing is you've got to realize that it's out there. You've got to realize and you've got to know that there is more and before out there somewhere for you, up ahead in the future. I have a question for you. How are other people determining your vision? Are negative people sabotaging it? You know, a few points about negative people is where there are some negative people you can just kind of walk away from. You don't have to see them all the time. They're not the important people in your life, and that's easy. But sometimes we have important people in our life and we can't just, you know, get away from them. Sometimes it's right in our own home. What do you do with those negative people? Well, one thing, when it comes to your vision, one thing I can tell you is that you don't want to share your vision with negative people. You might love them and accept them the way they are, but you don't want to share your dream with them. You can't even spend too much time with them. That's terrible, but it's really the truth. The more time you spend with negative people, the more they start rubbing off on you. You want to spend time with positive people because positive people will inspire you to dream bigger. And you want to have those positive people around you who are going to encourage you when you fall and you fail, who are going to help you up, who are going to inspire you to keep the dream alive despite difficulty. So you got to know that it's out there and you got to believe that it's out there and don't allow negative people to crush that idea that there's more out there for you. There's a more and a before out there for you. And in order for you to it's one thing to be aware of it, to know that it's there, but in order for you to actually grasp it, you need to have develop a kind of a process for finding this out. How do you find out the more and before that you know it's out there? And how do you find out what it is for you? Earlier on in the series, in one of the previous parts, I spoke about the cycle that you have to follow. It's a John Maxwell cycle. He designed the cycle that he uses. And I want to give this to you because in the area of seeing more and before, it's very crucial to follow the same process. So I'm going to go over it again. Whenever you dream about there being more out there, you're going to get ideas. And you need to test those ideas. So when you make a decision, I'm going to jump up, I'm going to jump out into something, I'm going to do this, I'm going to try this new thing, it requires for you to get out of your comfort zone. So you got to have that concept of, I'm going to get out of my comfort zone. I'm going to do things I've never done before. I'll do different new things. So we need to test it. You test the new thing. Now, if you test a new thing and it succeeds, it passes, it works, then that's fine. You can just move on to the next new thing. But what if it fails? What are you going to do? Are you going to get out of the game then because of a failure? Now, this is where the cycle comes into play. So once you've tested a thing, you now are going to, you've tested it and now it's going to fail. Let's say it's one of those things that you try that fail. Well, now you know what doesn't work. Think of Thomas Edison. Imagine if he gave up with a light bulb. How many times did he fail before he succeeded? What about Elon Musk's with the rockets that can now land themselves? They don't have to discard everything and rebuild every rocket that they want to launch. They can relaunch the same rockets now. The first few were failures, and it cost him so much money. He was using his personal money for that, for those experiments, believing that he would get to the one that succeeds. And today we have rockets that you can relaunch and over. You don't have to throw away the parts and start all over again every time. So when you fail, realize that you're learning what doesn't work. And that comes to the next phase of the cycle. Now you learn. Now you ask yourself, what lessons can I learn here? And your learning experience gives you new ideas of how you can try again. Then you improve, you get better, and you get better by applying these new ideas that you have learned. And of course, you're going to come up with ideas, but you need to act on those ideas. And that's how you re-enter the cycle. You get back in the game. You don't allow that failure to kick you out of the game. And when you re-enter, you're going to test again. And the next time it might work out. But if it doesn't work, what do? You just keep going through the cycle. You test. And if it fails, then you learn the lesson. Then you try a new approach. You improve. And then you re-enter the game. And you re-enter the game. And you re-enter the game until what you test passes. That is how we develop a process for finding out more and before about our vision, because this is how we move in that direction. We learn the things that don't work and the things that do work. Our learning experience causes us to broaden our horizons in every direction. We also need to spend time with people who inspire us to see more and before. Earlier on, I spoke about the negative and the positive people. You want to at least have one think big person in your life. Have more. If more would be great. But if you at least have one who you can spend time with on a regular basis, who will help you to keep thinking big and to keep expanding your horizons. Think about someone. Is there someone you could share your dream with where your vision could be enlarged? There's always someone who's ahead of you, someone who's been where you are, who's done what you're doing, who's bought the book, got the T-shirt, the whole thing, read the book. They've done it. And there's always someone around who has been where you're trying to get to. Those are the people, the think big people who you want to know and be able to learn from. so that your vision can keep on growing. You also got to ask questions. Questions that will help you to increase the more and the before. You know, when you don't know about something, you don't have the knowledge about it, speak to someone who does. Ask questions. John Maxwell is known for saying, great leaders ask good questions. And sometimes the questions are not just about a skill that you need to know about or not a general knowledge about where you're going or what you want to do, but sometimes the questions are more personal and they allow us to get to know people. We get to know the people when we meet them. We get to know whether we're going to take the trip together. We get to know whether we're on the same page. We get to know whether they are like-minded as we are. We get to know if they're negative or positive. And that's important because the questions help us to discover things and discover people. When I'm talking, I'm not learning about anybody. Someone else is listening to me and they're learning. But when I'm asking questions and I listen to what other people are saying, that is when I'm learning about them or about whatever it is that they're talking about. Questions also open the door for the exchange of great ideas. This is when we go to those people who've taken the journey. They help us to shape and enlarge our vision. And asking questions can even help you to eliminate preconceived assumptions. How many times have I done that? Just recently, I'm busy scheduling an event at the moment. And I spoke to someone who had done these types of events before. And I had to change half the things that I had planned because I realized that I was doing it wrong. And this person I spoke to had a lot more experience than what I had in events. And they really helped me to shape the way I was planning the event. And I realized afterwards, I thought, these assumptions I had were so wrong, I would have sabotaged my own event. So they really can help us asking questions and allowing people to help us. And we also need to be intentional. If I'm not intentional about my growth every day, then I cannot increase my capacity for more and before. We want to increase that. It must be an ever-increasing capacity. But that requires intentionality in our growth. And as you've heard me say this before, you should never be asking, how long will this take? We should be asking, how far can I go? Because there's no limit to that. Steve Jobs said, if you are working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you. I'd like to ask you a question. How is your vision pulling you into the future? Is it pulling you? Or do you need to expand that vision? Or is it someone else's vision? Maybe it's not even yours. I want to give you a quick comparison. Let's put a line down the middle. You get two people or two scenarios when it comes to dreams and visions. The one is a scenario when someone else owns the dream. And the other one is when you own your dream. And I'm going to mention a few differences between them, and it'll maybe help you to identify if this is where you should be. So when someone else owns your dream, it won't have the right fit for you. It'll be like a weight on your shoulders. It'll drain your energy. It'll even put you to sleep. It'll be boring. It will not invigorate or inspire you. But when it's your own dream, it feels good on you. You feel good when you're doing it. It's like wings to your spirit. It fires you up and it'll keep you up at night, not with insomnia, but with ideas and excitement. It'll keep you up at times. When someone else owns your dreams, it'll take you out of your strength zone. It might be their strength zone, but it won't be yours. But when it's your own dream, it will definitely be in your strength zone, but it'll take you out of your comfort zone. And you'll be quite happy to get out of that comfort zone. It will not be a labor for you because you will have that passion in you that drives you. It's the passion that pulls you out of the comfort zone. And when someone else owns your dream, it will be fulfilling maybe to them, but you will not feel that fulfillment. And they will always have to someone will always be making you do it. Someone will always have to fire you up. Like Jim Rohn said, you have to crank them up. You know, that's when it's someone else's dream, is when you got to get cranked up to get going every time. And when you have to be constantly motivated. But when it's your own dream, it'll fulfill you. No one will have to motivate you. It'll feel like you were made for this. You know, when you get that feeling you're doing something and you say, I was born for this. That is when you know that you are in your sweet spot. It's your vision. It's your passion. It's your call. It's where you're meant to be. And the reason why I'm saying all these things about having the vision pulling you and being so inspired is because there's a price tag for leadership. If I want to be a leader, there's a price that I have to pay. And that price is self-discipline. And if I'm not passionate and I'm not aiming for my dream, I will never be able to effectively discipline myself. I will never be able to have that self-control and guiding myself. I won't have that kind of control over how I run my life because the motivation's not there. It's not my dream. It makes it all the more difficult when we are not in the right lane. The definition of self-control, the Greek, it's from the Greek word ekratia, which means, or ekrateia, it means to get a grip on oneself. My one sister likes to use that phrase, get a grip. I really like that. It's really, it's a very visual kind of phrase. And I have two questions for you. Well, three actually. The first question is, what area of your life are you losing your grip? No, where there's no self-control, self-discipline. For some people listening, it might be their alcohol consumption or the way they, their anger management, you know. It's just a simple thing. Or maybe something in the way you run your team if you're in a leadership position. Where are you losing sight of where the team is going? Where are you losing your grip? Second question is, why do you believe that's happening? Do you know what the cause is of that? And the third question is, what can you do to overcome the challenge of self-discipline? How can you overcome that? How can you get to the point where you have that self-control? Because you've got to realize this. If I don't have self-discipline, I'm not going to be able to make the leadership uphill climb. It's the self-discipline that makes this uphill climb possible. The uphill climb to the point where I am in the top level of leadership that I can reach. And why would self-discipline make leadership's uphill climb possible? Why? Well, the first thing we know for sure is that everything worthwhile is uphill. And that doesn't just work for leadership. It works for every area of your life. Think about the term worthwhile and uphill. When you think of worthwhile, you think of things that are desirable, they're good for you, they're attractive, beneficial, all those good, nice, stimulating things. And when you think of uphill, that would make you think of challenges, something grueling, exhausting, difficult. You know, it's I've got to grit my teeth. You know, it's uncomfortable. All those kind of synonyms go with that. Well, now these two seem so opposite, but what we've got to realize is that they are two opposites that actually go together. You got to go through the what I don't want to have or what I don't want to do to get to the what I want to be or what I want to become. You got to go through the uphill to get to the worthwhile. And every uphill climb in life must be deliberate, consistent, and willful. It's very intentional. If you don't do it that way, you're not going to make it up the hill. And when I say uphill, I don't mean tragedy and trouble. I mean getting out of the comfort zone. I mean putting action to your words. I mean putting effort and time and energy, being intentional. That is the uphill climb. Think about what you find the hardest to give up. I'm not talking about every little thing, you know, like eating too many chocolates or those kind of things, unless you have a health condition, of course. But what I'm talking about is think about the thing that you find the hardest to give up that you know you need to give up if you want to go up. Now think about what hill you should climb so you can get to the next level of success. What hill do you need to climb to overcome or to give up that thing that is holding you back from going up? A simple example, just to give perspective. Example, let's say I watch too much TV. You know, I spend 2 or 3 hours a day watching casual TV, like soapies, movies, series, whatever, the news. How can I change that? Because let's face it, that is a whole lot of vegetable watching. I call it. It's like when you veg on the couch. How about taking those 2 or 3 hours and giving 1 hour to reading a book on how you can become better, a personal development book? Or maybe watching a video or following someone who's giving content that's going to help you to become better. How about doing that? That's a good thing to change. You're giving up a little bit. It's not a huge give up that you're doing, but you're going to go up a whole lot for that small little bit of effort that you make, where you're just taking a little bit out of your TV watching so you can grow and become better. That is just a simple thing anyone can do. You don't even need to be a leader. Because here's the thing. If you want to get to the top, this is part of the journey. So do you really want to get to the top? I'm going to end off today with that statement. And next week, join me again. And we're going to start giving you some ideas on how you can get to the top. In the meantime, between this today and next week, you can visit my website, bemadewhole.co.za. And there you will find all the courses that I do, John Maxwell courses that I'm licensed to train, coach, teach, groups, individual, any setting. And as a certified Maxwell trainer, I can also help you to get certified. Maybe you want to become a certified speaker or trainer, and you can contact me for that and I'll help you with that. There on the website, you'll also see the books that I've written available as downloads as well as hard copies. You can order those hard copies from the website and have them delivered to your door. Or if you live in the Western Cape near a Bright's hardware store, you can just pop in at a Bright's there. Or while you're shopping, you can just pick up one of my hard copies there at selected Bright's hardware stores. And all that info is on the website. When you're waiting at the tills in the queue, just look out for those books. They are right there. And there's also my blog with teachings, videos, and podcasts. And there you will find all the recordings of these series that are being aired on radio and all the previous parts of this series that I'm doing now. If you want to go back to it, if you want to go back to today's recording, you can do that there. And once it's been aired, within a day or two, it will be available on the podcast. You can subscribe so you'll know when it's up. And there's social media. If you follow me on social media, I will keep you up to date with inspiring and encouraging personal development tips and ideas and thought-provoking ideas. And there's also community transformation. And there you will see what Be Made Whole is doing in communities in South Africa as well as other countries of Africa. So that's it for today. Please join me again next week as we continue with part 12 in developing the leader within you. Thank you very much.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.